SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Għadna kem fakkarna il-ġimgħa tax-xogħol tal-volontira u billi dan huwa xogħol li dejjem huwa apprezzat, se nitkellem mas-Sur Patrick Ferry, Assistant Manager ma' National Archives Victoria, fejn hemm qatt ta' volontira Maltin li jaħdmu fuq ir-records tal-migranti Maltin biex daw ir-records ikunu aktar aċċessibbli għal pubbliku. Dell-intervista qed issir bl-Ingliż bi spjegazzjoni fil-qosor ta' dak li jingħad bil-Malti. Bdejt biex staqsejt l-Sur Patrick Ferry dwar ix-xogħol ġenerali ta' National Archive.
Thanks, Joe. So the National Archives of Australia is the archive of the Australian government, and our role is to preserve the most significant records of the federal government so that they can be made available to members of the public to enliven and help explain not just the key decisions made by the federal government over time, but also to tell the story of Australia. And we're the only federal cultural institution that actually has an office in every state and territory. And here in Melbourne, the National Archives office is located in a suburb that will be very dear to the Maltese heart, North Melbourne.
Is-Sur Patrick Ferry beda biex għalinna li l-arkivji nazzjonali jippreservaw ir-records importanti tal-Gvern Federali. Mhux biss biex ikun hemm ir-records ta' deċiżjonijiet li jkun għamel il-Gvern matul is-snin imma li jippreservaw l-istejjer tal-Awstralja. Staqsejt imbagħad x'records insibu tal-Maltin.
Yeah, no, it's a very good question, Joe. What we have in our collection here in Victoria, bundles of migration records that were filled in by the migrants back in Malta as part of the process for being selected to Australia. And the records include things like the original application forms that were filled in by the prospective migrants, medical checks, their police clearance certificates, sometimes the work undertaking if they came to Australia, you know, with a guarantee of work, and very often there's actually a photograph attached as well. And these were all sort of assessed and approved back in Malta, and then they were bundled up when the migrants were on their voyage. And that's how they came into our collection. So the Department of Immigration transferred these records to us in very large bundles by voyage, and that actually makes them very difficult to locate within the collection because you're looking for the voyage rather than the individuals that were on that voyage.
Is-Sur Patrick Ferry jgħid li huma għandhom ir-records ta' formuli u ritratti ta' l-individwi li kienu intlew f'Malta mill-Maltin u l-Awċin meta applikaw biex jiġu l-Awstralja. Dawn ir-records imbagħad intbagħtu ma' l-emigranti fuq l-istess vapur l-Awstralja u hekk spiċċaw f'din il-kollezzjoni. Id-Dipartiment ta' l-Emigrazzjoni għaddilhom dawn ir-records imma billi ir-records qegħdin skont il-vapur u il-vjaġġ diffiċli biex issib records skont l-isem tal-persuna partikulari u dan li qegħdin jagħmlu l-volontira Maltin bħalissa.
We've got a group of volunteers. They range between 5 and 8 volunteers at any one time. And what they're doing is that they're getting these bundles of Maltese migration records by voyage. It could be the Castel Felice. It could be, you know, the Arosa Cum. There are many different ships. and they're repackaging each of the individual migration records within those bundles, putting them into acid-free folders to help preserve them. And then what they're doing is that they're listing each of the individual's migration records separately. And by listing those individually, we then can load that data up to our catalogue. And then people that are looking for, you know, the migration records for Joe Azzopardi, who arrived on the Castel Felice, you know, in March 1953, they will be able to more easily find those records, or the listing for those records, at least on our catalogue.
I'm sure that as they are sorting these records, they discover stories, connections. Can you tell us perhaps a story or two?
Yeah, absolutely. When they come across people that they know, there's a great excitement, you know. It's always very exciting for them. Just give you a couple of examples. We had a new volunteer join recently, and she was working on a particular voyage from the early 50s, and partway through it's like, eureka, there's my uncle, which was amazing. We've had others where they've found friends, neighbours, people from the same village. The young engaged couples that were coming out attract a little bit of discussion amongst the group, because, you know, you had people who were engaged coming to Australia, and they always remind me there was always a priest on board with these voyages to sort, and chaperones and all of those sorts of things. The other thing that I think is quite interesting is the memories of their own voyages that working through the records, you know, trigger. The moment we're working on with the volunteers on a particular ship, and one of the volunteers came to Australia on that ship, not that particular voyage. And she was just telling us and sharing some of these memories of her own voyage, mm-hmm. about how she and her mother and her sisters migrated because the dad was already in Australia. That was a very common scenario. And then how she was selected to be the beauty queen on the voyage, you know, and she brought in all this wonderful memorabilia. Really, it's that sense of not just finding, you know, connections, their own connections with the collection, but it's the wonderful memories it's bringing back for the volunteers themselves.
Yeah. Is there a beginning and end to these records that are currently being sorted? Because since the late 70s, we hardly had any Maltese coming to Australia.
Look, that's a really interesting question, Joe. Down here in Victoria, our records span from about the period 1948, you know, amongst the first voyages of Maltese that came to Australia under the Assisted Passage Agreement. And they go through around about till the late 50s. And they're all in their own sort of series as bundles. But after the sort of mid to late 50s, what you find is we have series of immigration records, and you might have one bundle is Maltese, but the next bundle might be Italian migrants, and the next one might be British migrants, because there were multiple migration schemes at the same time. And that's, I think, when you start seeing that the numbers of Maltese start to drop off. You know, it's when you start getting into the 60s, it's really dropping off. The other thing that's quite interesting is that after about 1960 or 61, most of the Maltese migration records are not held here in Melbourne, they're in Canberra. So in that sense, there will be a finite end to the project here in Melbourne. One of the other interesting things, and we haven't got to this point yet because the volunteers have just been working on the ship's voyages, but we certainly see in our lists coming up, there's actually aircraft arrivals as well, because obviously from the sort of sometime in the 50s, you start getting Maltese arriving by plane as well from Malta. So I know the volunteers are looking forward to dealing with some of the aircraft arrivals.
Is-sur Patrick Ferry jgħidilna li r-records tagħhom fil-Viktorja ivarjaw sa mill-1948 meta bdiet tingħata lajnuna fil-passaġġi sa tard is-snin 50. Wara dan il-periodu, il-records tagħhom jibdew jonqsu għax wara s-snin 60 dawn il-records jinsabu f'Kembra. Hemm ukoll xogħol li għadu irid isir meta il-Maltin bdew ġejjin l-Awstralja bl-ajruplan fis-snin 50. U kif il-pubbliku jista' jiċċekkja r-rekord ta' xi ħadd tal-familja jew ta' xi ħbieb?
Okay, so one of the advantages of the work that the volunteers are doing for us is that they're giving each individual or their family an individual entry in our catalogue. And so the types of information that we're capturing in the titles are, you know, the names of the people who were travelling, their years of birth, and the particular ship and the date of the voyage. And what it means is that you can go on to our catalogue, which is called Record Search, which is available on our website, www.naa.gov.au, and you can do some keyword searches based around the names of your family to see if they appear in the catalogue. One of the tips with that is that, as you'd know, Joe, Maltese names can be spelt in multiple different ways. Sometimes there's a more Maltese spelling of a given name or a slightly more English version. One of the things I've learned from working so closely with the volunteers is that Dolores, for instance, often became Doris. So try those sorts of variations. Yeah. If you don't find what you're looking for, there's a section on our website where you can ask us about the collection and we can have a little bit of a look for you, because it may be that your family's voyage has not yet been processed and those records might still be locked up in the bundle, so to speak. But we can try and find the bundle for the particular voyage and then we can help make those records accessible to you as well.
So you're saying there is no need to come to National Archives in North Melbourne. You can look it on your computer.
In the first instance, what we would always encourage people to do is check our catalogue first. Because we're a national archive, not all of our records are held here in North Melbourne. You know, obviously, we've got records in Canberra and Sydney and elsewhere. So the first step is always check our catalogue, see if you can find something that's relevant to your family. If you do, then you can either request to come into the office that holds those records and view them in person, or you can purchase a digital copy. But as I said, if you can't find your family's migration records on our catalogue, just drop us a reference inquiry, ask us about the collection, and we'll see if we can find those records for you. The other thing just to note is that most of our records are not digitised at this point. So if you do, as I said, find that match in our collection, you can either request to come in and view it, or you can purchase a digital copy.
You've already worked with the Maltese community last year, celebrating the anniversary since the assisted passage agreement for migrants was signed.
Yeah. Oh, it was wonderful working with the Maltese community. It really enabled us to connect with a multicultural community that might not otherwise be aware of the National Archives and the sorts of records we hold. And look, all sorts of amazing things came out of that connection with the Maltese Community Council of Victoria. We had the wonderful event marking the actual 75th anniversary of the migration agreement with the High Commissioner. There was a recorded message from the Maltese Foreign Minister. The Maltese band played some amazing music. And it was just a wonderful community celebration. And we were so happy we could facilitate that for the community. And then it's led to things like the volunteer project that the Maltese Community Council were so helpful in helping us recruit some volunteers for that. We've been able to do talks for Maltese community groups in Melbourne, in Sydney, in Brisbane, and these sorts of things to reach out to the community. From my perspective, it's really a wonderful testimony to the strength of the Maltese community and how they have worked so hard to keep their culture and their identity together. It's very satisfying being able to help that along as well.
Thank you for your time, and to the Maltese volunteers who are making the story of the Maltese in Australia more accessible to the public.
Thanks for that, Joe. And I'd just like to personally thank the volunteers as well. You know, you think in the nearly 12 months that this project began, they've worked on approximately 10 voyages, and they've described and repackaged about 2,500 individual records, and that's a remarkable achievement.